Item 8 is considered a consent calendar. We have A through K tonight. We do have a request basically from the staff meeting this morning to remove J and discuss that individually so that we can clarify a few things there. But does council wish to remove any of the items other than J to discuss individually from the consent calendar? How about anybody in the public? Do we need to remove any of the items on the consent calendar for individual discussion? Is there a motion? Got a first by Terry to approve the consent calendar minus item J. Second by Rhea. We do have some minutes. We'll go ahead and start with you, Terry. Mike?
Yes.
Yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason? We have a unanimous vote on the consent calendar minus J. That brings us to J. Daniel. I'll turn it over to you for some information here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. The item for J is for the continuation of the All Ford car show, and that's going to be on Sunday, May 19th. The original request was to be able to actually park the vehicles. Hold on one second. To park the vehicles in the city park along the bike path. We do have some concerns regarding that, number one, given the fairly wet season that we're in right now and continue to be in. We're very concerned that vehicles being parked on the turf, that it could lead to rutting or potentially the turf being torn up more. In addition to that, we have several sprinklers, of course, that are through there that we would have to mark, which is going to take quite a bit of time. And beyond that, there's also concern that even if they're marked, people might inadvertently run over them and cause them to be broken. And so we have tried to speak with the organizers of the event and offered up the community center as an alternate location. Originally, we were hoping to be able to use the back parking lot of the community center, and I think they were more open to using the front parking lot of the community center, which we've been able to confirm with the community center manager that that would be available. It might cause a few difficulties for the patrons, but the patrons would be able to use the back. So we think that that would be a more workable solution. We think that this is a great event. We'll hopefully bring more people to town. It's great to see. We're just concerned about the idea of using City Park, but I do believe that the organizers are open to it. I know that Jerry and his staff have spoken with a few people. So, Jerry?
Yeah, and is Alvin here?
Yes, we have spoke with with that. Like I said, our biggest concern is we'd like to do the front lot if it works out for us. I mean, I understand with the wetness. Yeah, I can understand the park not being able to be used if it gets too wet, because obviously it's raining right now, too. So, but as far as using the community center, we'd like to do the front parking lot because it gets us exposure for LaSalle. So people see it instead of having to go around the backside to try to find us. And then plus, with that being said, too, it also puts us big enough to right there where people can show up, but it also puts us within a block and a half, block and a half from places for people to eat, everything else, too, so... I have no problem with going to the front parking lot if you guys allow that.
Any questions from council for staff?
What day is this? It's a Sunday. Our reasoning for doing it on a Sunday originally was because we used to hold it on a Saturday, but there's a lot of people at work Saturdays. We're trying to do it on a Sunday so we get more people out, and we were moving it to 11 o'clock to get people from church coming out too. But then what had happened is we found out a couple weeks after we had all this planned out, they said graduation's also that weekend. But I spoke with several people, and they said, let's just do it anyway. If we get people for graduation coming in too, that's also a bonus too. If this is a, like I said, this is an all-car show, all Ford show. But if someone pulls in with something other than Ford, we're not going to turn them away. We're just not judging them. So it's a potential to bring more cars in is what we're trying to do. Last year was up at Scott Peterson's. I mean, we had several people. We only had like 40 cars, maybe a little less than that. You know, each year it's varied each year. But there again, it's been on a Saturday when people work, so a lot of people can't make it for it too, or they have other. So that's why we went with the Sunday issue on it. I do know I've spoke with several people. We've got people from Gillette talking about coming over. We got people in Newcastle area and stuff. I mean, we've expanded out to Wallace, stuff like that. I mean, we're all around. It's just if they want to come out, we're going to let them come.
I don't want the council to lose sight of an opportunity here. I understand the wetness. But I want to point out a few things on this picture. You'll see, if you go dead center, you're going to see a pine tree. Well, just a second. Anyway, with that being said, the yellow line that you see going north and south is the dead zone line. We don't go any farther than that. And there would be two pine trees, one on each side. The next line to the right is the green line. And I'll tell you, I spent a lot of time in the park with about four people. There is not a sprinkler head to the west of that green line. And anybody who wants to go down, I'll go with you. Now, the sprinklers start right there at where you see the gravel, and that is the play set. That's the swing for the little tots. From there to the east is all sprinkled. But I could not find one sprinkle head anywhere to the west of that green line. This is an opportunity in the future. Maybe not this year because it's wet. But I can name about four different car clubs that would just do nothing more than to love to come to Sturgis and have this like they do in Belle Fouche, Rapid City, Spearfish, Newell, all over the country. Cars and parks go together forever. So I just ask the council to consider not to consider this a closed event just because it's in the park. That's where the rod clubs originated from. That's all I got to say.
Anything else, council or public?
We don't plan, actually, if it would be at the community center, that they would necessarily need porta-pots there. I think we would use the facilities in there. Even if there are 400 extra people that come there, I mean, that would be an influx compared to other times. But at the same point, we have, you know, the theatrical performances and other things that happen at the community center. So there would be an impact on the janitorial, but nothing that's different than what occurs a lot of other times. So from talking with Rod as much as I have about this, I don't think we see it as a significant additional burden to the community center. Honestly, I think the exposure, like you brought up, I think is a great thing, and hopefully it could help it to expand and become a significant event in the near future.
My ultimate goal is eventually, as the club grows, we're thinking about incorporating more Fords into our club, because we're just Mustang Club right now, but we're doing an all Ford show. Eventually, we're going to try to expand it a little bit more to get more, because we got a lot more people with other cars, Ford product cars, that have been wanting to get with it. And the only option they have right now to join any sort of club is the Rapid Club, which has been kind of slowly on a downhill slide. Nothing against them, but there's a lot of people that want to go out and do stuff. So we're wanting to expand it bigger. Now, I come from Lincoln, Nebraska originally, and my club that I used to be with there originally, and they're on their 41st annual this year. Been doing this for 40 years, and they started out the same way. It was an all Ford show. They're to the point now. I mean, they've been doing it for, I think, 15 years now. It's an all-car show now, kind of like what Belle Fouche does and stuff. So eventually, down the road, it would be nice to get to that point, but baby steps as we go. So we want to get the club growing first and make it so we get more people to participate in it. I was going to bring I had a couple kids that were supposed to be coming up with it, too, because that's the other thing is, too, is we're trying to get the kids involved in this, too. Because when you put kids involved in it, it keeps them out of the mischief, trouble, drugs, if we can possibly do it, if you can teach them right, you know, get them into something, a hobby of some sort to build stuff. And so that's where we're trying to aim this at. We've thought of that, too, and that was the whole thing is just, you know, I'm up for all that too. It's still in the park. We could do that too. I mean,
we thank you for bringing this to town, and I love the idea of you actually being right downtown, right in the heart of it.
Any further discussion, or is there a motion for use of city property? We got a first by Dave. Is that specific to the community center? Is that your community center? We got a first by Dave and a second by Steve. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. The motion carries unanimously. So we have the community center this year.